Survivor fans, thanks so much for joining us for AfterBuzz TV. This is episode 11, reinventing how this game is played. Make sure to stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody.
What's up, guys?
Thanks for joining on this beautiful Wednesday night, White Rice Wednesday.
White Rice Wednesday.
We're so happy to have you guys. This is Survivor, AfterBuzz TV. What was the phrase we were going to say when we came in?
Bula.
They said that in the show tonight, so we're going to use it.
That's how you say hello in Fiji.
In Fiji.
We're so Fijian.
Oh, my God. Thanks for joining, everybody. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Paige Bonanno. We're so excited to have you guys tonight. Make sure to give us a like, subscribe. Let us know how we're doing in the comments on YouTube. And I'm joined tonight for a beautiful, wonderful one-on-one session with my favorite co-host for Survivor.
What's up, everybody? Bula, once again. I just like to say it because it makes me feel bilingual. I'm Timothy Michael. You can reach me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. And as Paige said, there's only two of us tonight, but we're going to rock it out.
Yes, and let us know your thoughts in the live chat. We'll try to pull that up if we get a chance. And let us know how we're doing. Make sure to give us a like. And
a comment, because we love comments. And if our engineer, our wonderful engineer, Anthony, can get our live chat up on our YouTube video, that'd be amazing, because we love to interact with you guys.
Yes, sweet. So this is episode 11, guys. We started on night 26. We're getting there. We're getting towards the end. This is crazy. Yeah. We have four people in the jury already. And basically, I mean, craziness ensues as always. Today wasn't too much of, like, anything. I mean, I didn't expect that vote at the end, but aside from that, you know, we saw some good gameplay by some, and
I think once you start getting down to the nitty gritty, once everybody starts mm-hmm. going home and there's only a few people left,
yeah.
you have to start game playing. Like, there's no, oh, I'm going to fly under the radar, because mm-hmm. there's less people, you're going to stick out. So this whole thing that Aubrey's doing right now, and I just want to shout her out really quick, this whole flying under the radar thing, which I respect, but she's going to have to make a move at some point.
Definitely. Yeah, right now, I mean, we have 10 people left, and it's the alliances are kind of going. We're at 6 versus 4.
Yeah.
Obviously, not after this episode, but 6 versus 4. I just want to dive right into reward, because that was really where today started.
Yeah, well, before just reward, yeah. I just want to kind of touch up on something that sure. Sarah had said, because I kind of respect Sarah for going back and, like, owning up to the fact that she was the one who flipped. Mm-hmm. And I loved how she said, if anyone wants to talk, I'm open. Which I thought that was, A, brilliant, mm-hmm. because you just made a huge move. And like I said, like I always say, week after week, now that we get, like I said, get down to the nitty gritty, you're mm-hmm. building up your resume. And I like how they question mm-hmm. why they sent Debbie home, and mm-hmm. Zeke said she seemed like she was the one that was in charge.
That Debbie was too in charge.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I just thought that was a little weird, because I'm like, I would have said, because I feel like with that wording, you're insulting somebody else's ego. And like Cochran said, you have mm-hmm. to be careful with people's ego. If anything, I would have just said, you know, she was getting too cocky, and she had to go.
You're saying that Debbie would have gotten upset by that?
No, I'm saying that whoever is in the game thinking that they're in charge would get upset by that, like Sierra or Brad. Like, by Zeke saying she seemed like she was the one in charge, if I was Sierra or Brad, I'd be like, no, I was the one in charge. Like just an ego standpoint. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to bring that up and just kind of feel that
out
a little
bit. Do you think that it was the right move to get Debbie out last week?
See, I love Debbie. And you guys, Paige wasn't here last week, which I'll kill you for, because I was like, where's my girl? But yeah, Debbie went home. I really love Debbie. But she was getting too cocky, and she was getting a little too arrogant. But
I mean, she didn't. I mean, me personally, I didn't think she had a chance to win the game.
See, I did.
I know you do. I know.
I did.
We have such different opinions on Debbie. It's hilarious.
I feel like if she had just listened to Cochran's advice, she could have went to the end, but she didn't, and that's what happened.
But you think she could have won it?
I think she could have made top three.
Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. so did you? That was what you want to say on that, right? Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, and then I wanted to add that Andrea, Zeke, and Michaela, like, they feel like they should take out, mm-hmm. you know, other people in the group, but that didn't work last time, so why would it now?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the majority of the alliance, they were like, oh, yeah, we're just going to pick off people by mm-hmm. person by person, but that didn't work last time, so why do they think that it would, like, going in, oh, we have the numbers now we can just pick off them, like, one by one, but sure. I'm like, that didn't work last time because somebody flipped. So they
people
were
always going to end up flipping like that. So
there's always foreshadowing in the beginning of these Survivor episodes, and that's exactly what the foreshadowing was for the end of the episode.
That's
just
true.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yes, now let's get into reward.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wasn't here last week, so I don't want to say anything that was already talked about last week or wasn't correct. But anyway, so yeah, let's dive into reward. We're divided into two teams, 5 and 5, schoolyard pick. Basically, we've seen this challenge before, I think like a couple seasons ago. You get on a chairlift and everybody else has to pull you, and then you get the bags. You have to do it 1 through 30, I think it was, and make sure it's in order and then solve a puzzle. So basically, the reward for this was you're taken to a resort, you get a meal of beef, chicken, cheesecake, a beautiful spread, and you get to spend the night there in a bed.
And shower.
Oh, and shower. And you loved this reward.
I was freaking out because I'm like, every time they do reward challenges, I'm always waiting for them to do a resort reward, a reward for a resort or a spa or something like that. Because if, I just keep picturing myself on this island, and if that was after day 28, that's almost, what, 4 weeks?
Oh, my God.
I would literally just want to brush my teeth and lay in a bed and relax. Like, I don't need covers. Food. Like, I guess after 28 days, I would need food, but I really just would want to shower.
Yes.
Just to feel clean, because I feel like once you're clean,
you're revitalized.
Yes, exactly. And it just gives you this newfound, like, vigor.
And confidence, too. Yes. And you're just, like, there for it, and now you just feel better and revitalized and more confident, and it's just everything would have been... would be so much better. Yeah. And I agree. It was a great reward. So huge stakes on the line. Everybody is really into this challenge. As they should be. On team one, we have Andrea, Sarah, Aubrey, Zeke, and Culpepper. Team two, Michaela, Sari, Troy, Zantai, and Sierra. So right off the bat, team one's in the lead. But, you know, they were team two, sorry, was struggling a lot at the top. But, I mean, for how big Sierra was behind, I feel like she really, you know, they came in at the same time and it was fine. But in this challenge, you don't really have to, it doesn't matter if you come in at the same time or not. Like, you can take just as much time as you want. I mean, I guess they didn't know that the puzzle would be that hard. So, obviously, you want to get there first. But it really didn't matter who was lagging behind, because we see that the puzzle took 50 minutes.
Seriously. But the one thing that I wanted to touch up before we even got to the puzzle was that I was a little, like... baffled by the fact that they didn't put Ty up there to get Ray's on team two, because he's the lightest. Instead, they did, you know, Michaela, Sierra, and Troyzan. And I was like, these are, I mean, besides Michaela, Troyzan and Sierra are pretty big
people. And Sierra's like, I mean, she's thin, but she's tall. She's like, tall. We saw she's like a foot taller
than Amazon. Like than a beautiful Ty. Amazon, yeah.
Yeah, so it would have been, I think you're right, it would have been much better to have Ty.
Either at the end or at the beginning to give them either a head start or to catch up.
Exactly. With Ty shouldn't have been pulling the ropes at the end. Right.
And then even with team one, and that's another thing, even Ty shouldn't have been pulling the ropes, because if he's the smallest, that means he might be the weakest strength-wise. Yeah. So, you know, utilize other people to pull the ropes.
Right.
And then on team one, they did really the same thing. I mean, Brad and Andrea and Sarah. I mean, Andrea was the only logical one because she's pretty much the lightest one on that team.
Definitely, yeah. I think Andrea was the right choice for them, but I don't know what they were thinking.
But like you said, it doesn't even matter because that puzzle...
It really doesn't matter, yeah. But I'd like to know their thought process of going through this.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't Ty like, me, guys?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we even saw Michaela getting pretty frustrated with Ty, like... Ty, you can't pull anything. Why are you right on top of me, Ty? Like, she's yelling at him the whole way.
Well, Michaela, that's not surprising.
Typical Michaela. Everybody. Right, exactly. So anyways, they have to solve this crazy puzzle. And Jeff's like, it can literally be any phrase that you would think of. Like, okay, Jeff, yep, we get it. Like, any phrase.
Jeff is awesome because it's like, he always says these, like, little things to, like, throw you off. But Survivor fans know it has to be something.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's funny, too. Survivor. It obviously has to be something involving Survivor. And if you listen to Jeff, he kind of gives you little clues throughout his little spiels as you go on. But I love how everybody was just thinking of random words that, like, they were feeling then. Withering away, deprivation, perspiration. Like, these words that they, like, were feeling in the moment.
I love when they do that. And then they're, like, trying to write it in the sand, which Aubrey was doing, which I thought was pretty smart. But it still took 50 minutes. And we have to also think about the fact that, you know, your mind is not as fast on 27 days without any food.
And that was a long phrase. It's not like it was just, like, game changers. Like, it was... what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And we see that Andrea is the one that finally gets the word reinventing. And basically, team one wins. Andrea, Sarah, Aubrey, Zeke, Culpepper.
Yeah.
And this is great for Culpepper.
Oh, yeah.
He finally gets to kind of work his way in with Zeke like he's been wanting to. And he finally gets to eat.
Thank you. It's like this poor man is like withering another word that they use, just withering away because he hasn't had a reward challenge in so long. And it's like, he really needed this. I just wanted to point out, before we move on to them going to reward, Ceri was on the puzzle again. And Ceri is not good on puzzles. If you guys haven't noticed this, she is not good on puzzles. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they keep putting her on puzzles.
It's like, especially if I was her and I knew that I wasn't good at puzzles, I would say, hey guys, I'm not good at puzzles. Like, don't put me on this.
Right.
Because you don't want your team to lose. But
It was just, I mean, and I'm not saying that it was her fault, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, Andrea's really good at puzzles, so I wasn't surprised when she, because she was the one who was spelling out the metamorphosis thing on the other reward challenge.
Yeah.
So I was just a little, I was just weird that I was like, Ceri, why are you on the puzzle?
It doesn't surprise me that Andrea figured out the puzzle either.
No.
She's so good. Like, she's good. Really think Andrea's a great player, and I said right, like, around there, I'm like, Andrea can win
She
this.
Can win.
Like, obviously, she can win it. Any of these people can win it. They're game changers, but I just really... I don't know. Something about Andrea this season is really making me feel this vibe that she's going to at least make it to the final three.
Which is funny,
and
because
if not win.
I wish Dom was here, because she was the one that was that's always like the blonde one and Haley. It's not like she used to talk about them. And now I'm like, Andrea's really making a name for herself.
Andrea's a great player. And she's won immunity twice.
Yeah.
And we'll get a new immunity in a minute. But, I mean, she's been great. Anyway, so they get to go to the spa. When they get there, this guy's waiting with drinks. They say, Bula, and Bula. Life is good. And basically, there's this beautiful spread and an infinity pool. And I think Zeke puts it in a very good perspective for us, basically saying, playing Survivor is like climbing Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to refuel in order to get to the top. It's the best thing of all time, but like, you need to refuel. Like, this is necessary.
And the further you go, the harder it gets.
The harder it gets, yeah. And we do see Brad and Zeke kind of bonding in a strange way. Like, how Brad brings up, oh, if we could have this game from 2007. Yeah. And Zeke's like, oh, I was there. Yeah. Like, where did you get that from?
Well, I mean, Zeke is on his season, he was a huge football fan.
Right.
So if Brad had done
But you watched the season and then, like, decided to bring up that one game.
Hey, look, Brad is on the bottom as of right now, as of the last vote. So I commend him for thinking outside the box and being like, hey, this is my way in. And it clearly worked, because Zeke was giving into, and we'll talk about that later, but he bonded with Zeke, which I really liked.
It's true, but it's just funny, like, that one game. I mean, good for him.
But the one thing that I was like, wait, Zeke needs to play this a little more chill, is because Andrew was on the same team at the same reward, and like, you should know that Andrea is worried about you turning on her again. But yet you're sitting here bonding with somebody else instead of, and Aubrey was also there and she caught it too, but
I don't think it was like Zeke's choice by any chance. Like, Culpepper just started talking to him. Like, what is he gonna do, ignore him? You know what I mean?
But I mean, don't be like overly like,
I'm trying to find this post that Andrea actually posted a couple weeks ago, because I mean, speaking of that, Andrea was going on and on about how she's never gonna forget, she's never gonna forgive Zeke for what he did. And she had posted something after last week, you know, when she, or a couple weeks ago, when she voted for Zeke, and she's like, I hope you suck at this game and see you never, you know? And, like, they were watching the show together that night, and she posted a picture of them saying, Mom and Dad are fighting, with, like, a crying,
cute.
Laughing
That's
face.
Cute.
And they were both posting about it. Like, it just makes me happy that, like, obviously these rivals and, like, all this revenge happens on Survivor. But, like, they're all best friends outside of... But
it's just a game. Survivor is a game. And if you can, like, separate that from these people, and that's what happened at the Tribal, which we'll get to.
Right.
It's just a game, you guys. You can't take it personally. It's $1 million. You'd do anything for $1 million. Like, those memes and those videos that you say, would you slap your friend for $1 million? And it's like a cat, like, slapping like,
right.
another cat. Like, those are cute. But, I mean, it's $1 million.
Yeah.
Guys, let's be real.
I just think it was so cute. And, like, Zeke posted the same picture and said, yes, Survivor. Brooklyn wounds were reopened on Survivor, game changers. I love you, Andrea. It was just very cute.
That's cute. That is cute.
So anyways, Andrea goes on about how she's never going to forgive him. I mean, do you think that she's being a little dramatic about this, or do you think it was warranted for her to take
it
out?
No, I feel like, and after the end of the episode, which we'll probably get into, I think that she was completely right. You can never trust anybody in this game, and I think that
Zeke has shown a few times that he will kind of
turn on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he likes control and power also. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter who's going to throw under the bus. I mean, with no fault to him, it's like I said, it's $1 million. You do what you need to do. But I don't fault Andrea at all for being like, I don't forget.
It's like, though, I mean, Andrea was one of the people saying that he was in too much control at that point and whatever. And then right when she gets in a power position, like, everybody gets that power. Like, once they I mean, everybody likes it. You don't mean to, but then it's just always the way that it happens. Oh, it's like people complain about other people taking the stage and then they have to take the stage when it's their turn. I mean, it's Survivor, of course.
It is what it is.
And then poor everybody else on team two, they're back at camp and so depressed.
The morning of day 28, going back at camp with Michaela shoveling the little ashes for the fire.
And it was like so dark and I was like, okay, chill out. Like, we know that they're depressed.
It was like The Walking Dead meets Survivor. Like, these poor people came and it was so funny. I was cracking up.
Oh, it was the best. And then Culpepper walks back looking so revitalized. Yeah. I just have to say, his stomach went from like being so tucked in and like so sickly, skinny, to all of a sudden he looked like a strong, like, six-pack man again. And I was like, after one day, wow. I mean, all the survivors on team two that didn't make it too were like, man, you look
great.
You look great. Yeah. Like, you look healthy.
Yeah.
And then basically, we get right into the talk again, of course. Everybody's talking about voting for Zeke. And Sarah's the one on the out saying, I'm not voting for Zeke. Like, I will not do that because she said she's not concerned about him because she knows that she can take him out later. So, I mean, I just thought that was interesting. She says she knows how she wants to handle him. Sarah knows that she can trust Zeke. I mean, they do have a great relationship.
They do. After that whole him being outed as transgender and Sarah really sticking up for him, I think that did a lot for both of them. But I was surprised at how quickly she turned on him.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, Michaela, too, crying, very upset. But
I thought that maybe Sarah would be the one to have that emotion. I mean, we'll talk about it. But
we'll talk about that.
Like, getting Zeke out now is them talking about it, I think, is a smart move. I mean, yes, Sierra was a smart move as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like Zeke is more of a strategic player, especially when it comes down to less and less players. He will be more strategic in that way.
Right. It seems like Sarah's always in the middle of these votes.
Sarah's always in the middle. And she said something that kind of irked me, though, in this episode when she was like, you know, if this doesn't work out with, you know, Zeke and this group, then I could always go back to Troy, Zan, Sierra, and Brad. And I was like, well, what makes you think that you have that much influence or control over these people that they would be like, oh yeah, you turned on us once, come work with us again? Like, I just felt like that was a little egotistical.
And she was saying too, I'm just gonna let this develop and then pick a side.
Yeah,
like, what if they wouldn't have you back?
Yeah,
you never know.
And then at the same time, in the same breath, she goes, oh well, we could also get Sierra out tonight. But I'm like, you just said if it doesn't work out, you're gonna go back and work out. Like, what?
Let us know what you guys think. I mean, what do you think about Sarah being in the middle and if she's making the right moves at this point? Also, basically, Sarah has this conversation with Michaela? No. Sarah has a conversation with somebody.
Sari.
Saying that this is how she wanted the blueprint to go. Sierra, then Andrea, then Ty. And that's the blueprint that she wanted. She says that she only trusts Deke, and then she wanted to bring in Troyzan and Brad. And then it would be a final five deal with them and Michaela.
Yes.
So, Michaela, Sarah, Troyzan, Brad, and she had the talk with
Zeke.
With Zeke.
Yes. Because Zeke went to go get water and then she followed him.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then, of course.
Yes. She's the one that loves Zeke.
And then that's when Zeke actually came up with the plan, the final five. Mm-hmm. And Sarah was like, I'm totally on board. Okay, that Michaela, I think, was the only one that surprised me.
Right.
Out of all those names. Because I was like,
Michaela. But they said that they kind of said, like, well, we can deal with Michaela later, though. Like, she'll get in our final five, and then we can figure it out.
She'll be the first person to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm like, they always complain about how she is so, like, annoying, and she's so, you know, just angry and very quick to anger. There's another word for that. I just can't think of it right now. It just surprised me that they would want to take her to final five, like, for that long.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And then Zeke goes up to Troyzan and Brad and says, hey, I can say with certainty that it's neither of you guys. Zeke gets in these things when he just, like, he doesn't even care. He just goes up.
Like, looking back on it, and hindsight is always 20/20, like, that right there is hilarious because you're telling other people that it's not them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, yes. He says, I can say with certainty that it's not you guys, and then he's the one that goes home. That's rough.
That's so rough.
That's rough. And then, so basically he says, it's neither going to be you guys, and then the next vote, let's do something big.
Yes. But here's the thing. Brad being in the final three also bothers me because he was a football player, you guys. Let's remember. He was a football player. I don't remember which team because I don't follow football. But he doesn't need this money. And if I was in the final three with him, that's exactly what I would say. I would be like, Brad was a professional football player. He doesn't need the money.
Right.
He probably has this huge house. Like, why does he deserve to be in touch? And that might just be my...
Well, it's kind of like, obviously, if he's playing the best best game, people are still going to vote for him. But it is a good argument for someone else to say,
right,
this is why I should win over Brad.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that just might be me, like, just pulling at my heartstrings and me being the one who, I want the person who doesn't have money, like Michaela, who just wants this money for her family. Like,
you want the person like Jeremy to win, who won for his daughters and his new baby on the way. It's just, that's what, and then who's always thinking of his wife, you know? It's, and I mean, Culpepper says, so he says, make no mistake, I'm here to win this game.
That's why I was like, you don't need to win this game, fool. But I mean, but he did put in the time, he did put in the work for 39 days. If he lasts, then he has every right to win just like anybody else.
I think he's been playing a good game.
As an argument for me, if I was in top three, I'd be like, you don't need the money.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think about that too.
Just yell that football players be flat broke sometimes. True. That is true.
Footballers be flat broke sometimes. Yeah, if you spend your money wrong, no. There's, of course, there's different ways. But.
True, if they find out you've been dogfighting or anything like that, just saying.
Oh, God. All right, moving on to the immunity challenge. This was a very interesting challenge, and we've seen this one before as well. Obviously, all of these we've seen before. But this one was one of my favorites because I remember the last time they played it, nobody could get it right for a while. Yeah. Like, they had a, like, five or six slam downs before before they actually got it. So basically you stack the blocks on the beam. You have to avoid hitting the beam though, otherwise your whole thing could fall over and you're out. Basically they need to fall like dominoes and then hit the gong. If you were playing this game, I mean, I feel like slow and steady wins the race in this particular game, because if you make, everybody's running fast through those things, and like Brad Culpepper was the only one that had them drop everything, so his lead was vanished. But I mean, I feel like I would just want to move a lot slower than some of them are, because they're really scaring me when they're like going through there so fast. They're like just hopping high knees. I'm like, if you make one mistake, they're done. It's just better to space them evenly and then make one toss to have it win.
But I mean, at the same time, as we saw in this, Andrea was going pretty fast.
Right.
And she did make this mistake of, you know, spacing them too close together. Mm-hmm. But then she even had more time to adjust because she was moving so fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we look at Michaela and Sarah, who were moving a little bit slower than she was to make sure the spacing was correct. But she was moving so fast that she had much more of a lead. So I guess it's that million-dollar mistake of, or decision of, hey, do I go really fast on this or do I take my time? Like, but I could be going home.
Yeah, it's a hard challenge, because even if one, like we saw with Zeke's member, we were like, that's too far. And then with somebody else, we're like, that's too close.
You guys, me and Paige were playing this game at our seats. We're like, no, that's
too
far.
We're like, no, move it,
No, that's too close. Yeah. No, that's too far.
Because it's hard. I mean, if you, we saw last time they played this, if you space one wrong, your entire thing, I think some last time someone's went all the way until the last one, and then like, it was to the side.
Yep.
Because it was spaced wrong. So, I mean, it's a really, really hard challenge. But we see, I mean, Andrea's killing it. This is her second immunity win, individual immunity win.
Yep.
She's doing really, really well. I mean, like, she's a force to be reckoned with, I would say. So I don't know. But then we see when we get back to camp, Andrea's a little cocky. She's getting her ego going a little bit. But, you know, I mean, she has the right to, because she did just win. So anyways, she says, first thing, I want to get rid of Zeke because we have a strained relationship. And, but they kind of have this talk, how can we do this without Sarah? Because she'll tell and yada yada. But Sarah's like, hey, I'm not going to say anything, because then they're going to think that I'm the one. They're going to think that I can't be trusted, and they're going to vote for me. She's like, so I need to just keep my mouth shut.
Well, the one thing that the whole thing was handled weird. And I guess it worked out for Andrea anyway. But she went to Sari to talk about voting out Zeke, and then Sarah comes over, and then we already had a conversation with Sarah and how she was uncomfortable with voting Zeke.
So wait, why was Andrea in that conversation?
No, it was Sari and Sarah.
Okay.
So Sari just had this conversation with Andrea. So if I was Sari, I would have been like, don't tell Sarah, because she might.
Right.
And obviously it worked out in the end, but if I was Sari, I would have been like, don't tell Sarah, because it could blow up in our faces. We're taking a risk here. But I guess it's Survivor, so you always have to take a risk. But I just thought it was a little weird that they would even bring Sarah in on that plan, especially after Sari being in on that plan and had that conversation with Sarah.
Yeah.
And I also thought it was weird that Sierra, like, was right behind them.
They were talking about her, and then she comes over.
And she comes over. Yeah. And I loved how they were like, oh, we're going to rope her in.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
I mean, and she said, hey, I'm reaching for straws here. Like, I'll literally vote wherever you guys want. But I don't know. I mean, like, did Sarah say who she would, like, was really wanting to go home?
Sierra. Remember?
Yeah.
She said that she wanted Sierra to go out, because I don't exactly know why. I mean, like I said in last episode, you weren't here, but I said Sierra's, like, the alpha female. But
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, well, and Andrea is coming right up on her. But I mean, I don't, there's no like feud between them, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, you're in the bottom four.
Yeah. And then, you know, so they start roping everybody in, and Michaela makes a great point. She says, you know, they don't seem to understand that if you leave four people on the bottom, then they only need one more to yep. turn the game. So basically, yep. basically it's 6-4 right now, and they're trying to take out one of their own yep. on the six. So then they leave it with 5-4, and that's risky.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I would have gone, if I would have wanted to go along with that plan either. I mean, I understand why they did. Even though most of them didn't want to. This was a revenge case completely. I mean, it was 100% Andrea. She's the only reason why Zeke went home tonight.
I don't think it was 100% Andrea mm-hmm. because I don't think that she's that...
I think it was like 95% Andrea.
It was 75%
okay, Andrea. Okay, all right,
because
okay.
I feel like these other people wouldn't have voted for Zeke if they didn't want to, especially Michaela and Sarah, because they felt a connection Sarah, with him.
Yeah.
But I feel like they could see how flip-floppy Zeke was and okay. that he would turn on them at any point, and that's why they voted for him. That's why I think that they voted for him. I mean, at least that's my, that, yeah, I mean, this live chat is on fire right now. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing that I did want to say before mm-hmm. with the reward challenge is mm-hmm. that all the females, all the girls were in the lead on
yes.
that. And I would love, love, love mm-hmm. to see an all-female top
That'd
three.
That'd be
because
amazing,
that has
yeah.
never happened.
Yeah.
And, or not to my knowledge, I could be wrong, guys mm-hmm. in the chat, because you're so amazing. Keep me in check.
Let us know.
But I would love to see that.
That'd
especially
be great.
This season, because I'm like, they have some really strong female players.
Really
and I'm
strong.
Like, I would love to see, who would I love to see? I'm going to call it Andrea, Sierra, because mm-hmm. I do love Sierra, and Michaela.
Yeah.
That'd
be
really,
a case.
Right? And uh-huh. I don't really like Michaela because of her attitude, but I like that she's playing for her family.
And I would like to see how she would make her case as to win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyways, I do agree with that point, though, that like you take out one of your own and then you're going to be on the bottom. You can be on the bottom just as fast as you're on the top.
Yes.
Literally, the game changes so quick. So I don't know. It's just, I mean, it's a sticky situation.
Sorry, just really quick. Shanna123, mm-hmm. thank you for that. Survivor One World Finale 5 was all women. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. But I want to see it again. One World Finale was too far. Yeah. It was too long ago. I want to see it again.
Oh my gosh. So anyways, we see Ty, Troy, Zancier, and Culpepper. They're the ones on the bottom. And I think Jeff put it best. He said, just because you guys have the numbers doesn't mean you have the trust.
Oh,
and that's so true, especially with the six.
That's been proven
yeah.
time and time again in these episodes yeah. this season.
I mean, even when we were at Reward and Andrea and Zeke were both there, like, Andrea was still making comments about how, yeah, she's happy they won and Zeke was on her team, but, like, she's not doing that again. Like, yeah. she's not having it at no. all. So, anyways, I mean...
One of the things that was interesting mm-hmm. when they brought the jury in, mm-hmm. Debbie, Haley, and Ozzy, Sarah, once again, was right up, you know, and honest, like, hey, mm-hmm. I was the one that flipped. Mm-hmm. Debbie gave her the middle finger.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring that up because I'm like, do we think that Debbie would vote for Sarah in the end if she got to the end? Or would she hold a grudge? Does Debbie feel it seemed
oh,
like
Debbie
a personal
would hold a grudge.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
There's
too.
No way she'd vote for her. I just feel like Debbie's so about holding grudges. I just don't think she would. There's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if she saw that Sarah played really hard, but
yeah, I think I'm with you. I think that she would hold a grudge. Tina Will, I see your comment as well. Thank you. San Juan Del Sur, Natalie, Jacqueline, and Missy. You
and
guys
then
are
one
amazing.
World, like we said. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So thank you guys for keeping us in check on that. But like I said, I really would like to see a final three of all girls again.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So our final votes, I mean, we didn't, when the first vote was Ty, we kind of freaked out a little bit because we were like, when did they talk about Ty?
I was a little, and usually there is, and this is the one thing that I love about Survivor uh-huh. is that they always catch you off guard.
They
because in the beginning of the episode, and I've said this season, mm-hmm. is that they always foreshadow something, but mm-hmm. Ty did
yeah.
not see coming.
No way. And then I always get so nervous when they vote Ty because I'm like, why didn't he play his immunity idol? He has two of them. He'll be fine. But I think that was like Sierra's way of just being like, okay, they're going to split. She probably thought they're going to split the vote between Ty and Sierra. So she obviously had a vote for Ty. So the people that voted for Ty were Sierra, Culpepper, and Troy. So
the people who were on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So they told them that.
But Ty was also, yeah. I mean, Ty was also on the bottom too. There were the four on the bottom.
Right. But so Ty voted for Sierra. So he wasn't even in the majority
so Ty
for
wasn't
voting for Zeke.
Right. So Ty wasn't even.
They kept them in the dark altogether. They didn't bring any one of those people on to vote for Zeke. And somebody had texted me earlier, Drexel, who also does political culture here mm-hmm. at AfterBuzz, had said that those were wasted votes. Do we feel like that?
For Ty?
No, for all of them. For Ty. I mean, like, Sierra, Culpepper, and Troyzan voting for Ty, like, mm-hmm. why would you waste those votes? Maybe to throw off the scent of voting for Zeke, or maybe afraid of getting it back to Zeke that they were voting for him. But I just thought that those were wasted votes. I feel like make it an exciting game and tell these people.
Because they told Sierra they were voting for Zeke.
Yeah, but then why did she vote for Ty?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But maybe she just thought that they were telling her that to fuck with her. Sorry. Right. Yeah. Because they tell people on the bottom stuff a lot that's not true. So she probably was like, you guys, let's just split the vote.
Yeah.
Not split it, but let's vote for Ty so then I won't go home.
Let's bring in our one of our viewers, Bad Drivers of Wisconsin, which is an amazing
name, by the
way.
Oh my God, I'm from Wisconsin. Are you really? A pretty bad driver.
Cheese State. That's a Cheese State.
Right? Andrew is from Wisconsin too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so just want to really read this comment before. I think Saray and Brandon Choi's in. Saray and Andrew wanted to make sure they wouldn't go home if Zeke had an idol. That makes the most sense to me.
Saray/Andrew wanted to make sure they wouldn't go home
if Zeke had an idol. They were saying that to split the boat between Zeke and Ty. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, but there's still two more for Zeke than there was for Ty. They could have split one more person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a little...
Anyways, so Zeke and Ty are the ones that vote for Sierra. So anyways, I'm just wondering, like, where Ty got this from. Because, like, he didn't talk to any of these people who said that they were going to vote for Zeke. Like, why couldn't they have brought him in on it? I don't know. I mean, I guess they just stay with their six.
I get why they told Ty to vote for Sierra, because... Because
then it makes it seem like he's... Yeah.
Right. But then, I don't know. I don't know. This vote was a little...
This vote, there was really no... I mean, Davey Elmer says in the live chat, there was absolutely no logic to tonight's tribal.
Thank you. And at least we're not crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel still kind of confused about this tribal, and it's just... I don't know.
Yeah, because usually I'm like...
I don't care, not getting playing.
Usually I'm like, oh, this is why they did this and this and this. But Ty's name... Like, I could understand if it was just Zeke and Sierra's name, but Ty's name, I was just like... Right. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, why? And the only thing that I can come up with is that they were on the bottom and they told them to vote for Ty, maybe to prove their loyalty.
Right.
To say, hey, you were once with Ty. I want to see if you'll vote against him.
Yeah,
maybe. You know, to prove your loyalty to us. And that's what they did, just to be, you know, bitches about it.
Of course.
But I mean, and they did. Sierra, Culpepper, and Troy's end did stay loyal to.
Right.
If that was the case, that's just my theory, you guys.
I mean, either way, we did see, like, emotions going crazy. I mean, Michaela was bawling when Zeke went home, and she voted for him.
That's another thing that was confusing about the show. I was like, wow, I've never seen this emotion come out of Michaela unless it's about Michaela.
Yeah. And even Sarah was upset, you know, and Zeke being classy, typical Zeke, turns around and says, keep playing hard, guys. And just the sweetest, like, little note to end on, just being typical, nice guy. I mean, Zeke's amazing.
Yeah.
And I just love the character that he presents. When he goes home, even last time, you know, he still has his head high and he says, I learned a lot in Survivor this time. It was great. You know, he does see it like a game. And when he's out, he's like, well...
I always love when they get voted out and they're nice about it.
Yes.
It's just like we said earlier, it's just a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing personal. I can understand you being upset. Obviously, it's $1 million. I would be upset too. But go in there. Just be humble about it. Because it's like you are A, on national television, and B, these are people. I'm sorry, you're on the bottom. There's nothing you can do. I mean, come on. Wish them luck and move out the door. But I will say in the same breath, like, it is always juicy.
Yeah.
When it's like, yup.
Like when Michaela went out last time.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Like, just on fire. So, I mean, it's like, some part of me is like, just be nice. And the other part of me is like, no, tell me the fuck off.
But it's just like, you wouldn't expect anything less from Zeke. I mean, he holds himself to a high standard. He has dignity and class. And he always treats the players with respect.
Always. I love how he went out. Just taking a step back really quick. Mm-hmm. That whole conversation before they went and voted, Michaela had said, you know, it was that whole like being emotionally invested in these players and turning your heart off just to get to the final. But then Andrea countered with, but you know, keeping your heart on and getting these genuine relationships is what can get you to the end.
That's so, yeah.
How do you feel about, like, would you, like, who do you
turning your heart off or turning your heart on?
Yeah.
I mean, if I was playing Survivor, I just have a very hard time like hiding my emotions. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I play with heart. I just have, like, one of my personality traits, I think, is I just have a lot of empathy. Like, I wouldn't be able to turn my heart off.
Yeah.
I just don't think I'd be able to do it.
I agree. I think I'm in the same boat with you. I think that I would play with my heart, and I would hope that would get me to the end. And if it didn't, I would say at least I played how I wanted to play.
Yeah. But I think for Andrea specifically, like, she plays with her heart, but she also knows when to dial it back, and that's what makes her such a good player.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be able to do that completely. So would you want to play Survivor?
I would love to. Oh, we did talk about, okay, so you guys, we did talk, I was so excited. We did talk about this, and we wanted to kind of bring it in. And you guys, obviously, in the chat, please let us know what you would think, too.
Yeah, would you guys play Survivor?
Would you guys play Survivor? Because everybody in my family, including my fiance, would probably be like, you can never go on Survivor. Because I am deathly afraid of bugs.
Oh,
And I am one of those people that has a 30-minute sleep routine. Like, before I go to bed, I have to wash my face. I have to moisturize. I have to do all of this stuff.
I know.
Just to get ready for bed. Like, and I am a very spoiled person.
Yeah.
But I would love to do Survivor and challenge myself and to kind of prove people wrong and say, you know what?
Yeah.
You all think that I couldn't do this. And I would want to give myself a shot.
That's what I feel like, too. I mean, I'm kind of the same way. Like, I have people saying all the time, like, nah, you wouldn't be good at Survivor. And I'm like, but I kind of just want to do it because I feel like I could, like, push myself to the next, to the limit and see what I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be fun. But then it's also like, what if you go on there and, like, do something stupid and, like, embarrass yourself?
Whatever.
I don't know.
Life's too short.
Survivor.
Me and Paige.
Yeah.
Me and Paige.
Oh, my
God.
On the same season. Can you imagine? They'd be like, you guys are split the whole time. Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much for joining us for Survivor, you guys. It's been such a great episode. This is episode 11. Oh, my gosh. We have just a couple weeks left. We're not sure what our timing is going to be next week. We should be at the normal time. If we're not, we'll send out a tweet, let you guys know.
Yep.
So make sure to just stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, is there anything else you'd like to say? I guess we should get into predictions.
I mean, I guess we do have to wrap up, but I think that one of my, predictions was that, there's a rumor going around that there's only going to be two in the top, not three.
What?
Yeah.
Who said?
There's some math going around that because the finale is on the 24th.
So we have 9 people left?
Yes. That there's going to be like a double elimination somewhere.
We have only 3 episodes left, right?
There's only 3?
It's on the 24th is the finale. Today's the 3rd. So we have the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. So we have 3 episodes left. And we have 9 people.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, the finale is always 2 hours.
There's always 2 hours and then 2 people usually go home. I don't know. I think it would be cool to have a top 2 instead of a top 3.
No. I like 3 because I like to, like, be able to dissect all, like, more people's cases.
Okay.
But, I mean, sometimes, though, the last couple seasons especially, when we have 3 people at the end, I mean, they always end up, like, voting all for 1 or, like, 1 and a little bit of 2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we don't need that 3rd person.
I don't know.
We'll see. Shall be interesting.
Anyway,
stay tuned for next week, guys. It's been such a pleasure having you. We love you all in the live chat. You guys are always so loyal, and we love it. Make sure to give us a like, subscribe on our videos.
And
let us know how we're doing.
Comment throughout the week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guess with that, we'll wrap it up. Where can they find you?
You guys, you can find me at I Am Timothy Mike on all social media platforms. I don't know how to say goodbye in Fijian.
We'll just say Bula again.
Bula. Maybe it's like Hawaiian.
Bula forever. No, and I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, all social media at Paige Bonanno. So thanks so much for joining, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Was it that late?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.